they stole it first. She didn't get hurt. Just a little shaken up, but she didn't get hurt.
Sleepless Nights with the song Allison Got Robbed off their new album Into the Vapor that came out this year on Forward Music, a band out of Halifax there. The album, or extended EP really, is kind of hit or miss. There's some nice moments on there, and then there's some very hackneyed moments, but Megan suggested it to me, so there you go. That song I enjoy because I always enjoy a good narrative. Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 91. I'm your host, Sid Souter. It's been a while since we talked, but I've been busy with work and traveling, and that's just how it happens. I'm recording now from the wilds of southern Indiana. Maybe you can hear the cicadas in the background, or the construction crew, or far off in the distance, Camp Atterbury and the U.S. Army playing their war games. I don't have a whole lot of music for you this week because I just haven't got a whole lot of new music lately. But I did get this, and I really enjoy it. This is the new Mates of State. This song is called My Only Offer.
Sleep, I leave the light. face in front of me, debating a life, sucked out the energy. Build up a wall made out of finer things, piled it high so we could barely see it. And it's my only offer. My only offer.
Replaying again. it's alright, 'cause you are my favorite song. I wanna sing it again. You're my favorite song. I sing it to you, yeah. Into it with you, yeah. I'm into it, into it, into it, yes I am. You're my favorite song. I wanna sing it again. You're my favorite song. I wanna sing it again. You're my favorite song. I wanna sing it again. You're my favorite song. Sing it to you, yeah.
Okay, that was the Kaiser Cartel from Brooklyn with the song, favorite song. That's the Minneapolis version found on the band's EP, Okay and Other Things We Feel, released on Blue Hammock Records in March of this year. In June, they released their full-length album, and it's a charming little album, though I think more suited towards, well, the gal in the band, Courtney Kaiser, used to sing with John Mellencamp and is from Bloomington, Indiana, and has a very 92.3 feel if you're familiar with that adult alternative album rock station. I kind of define that sound there. So my mom would like it, and for me, not so much. Before that was Oh Darling with the song Waiting on a Train off their album Nice Nice, released on Creative Works Records. Comes out in September of this year, I believe, band out of Portland. And that album, I mean, that song may be a little Letters to Cleo, but the rest of it is a lot more Darling Buds, maybe. I don't know, I really enjoy it. It's got that, you know, 90s girl-fronted alternative rock feel to it, but it's nice. So, and then we started that set up there with Mates of State with the song My Only Offer, off their new album, Rearranges, came out on Barsuck Records May of this year. And that duo has expanded a bit. It's no longer Corey with that, you know, silly little organ pounding. It's a lot more mature. And lately, it's kind of been hard to hear them coming into their own. This album definitely does it well, though. So, bully to them there. We're going to continue on here with Brian Eno.
I'll come running to tie your shoe. 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 Thank you.
Some days we get a thrill in our brains. Some days it turns into lies. See your face in the mirror, reflected on the surface of fear. Because you know that we're better than that. Some days are worse than you can imagine. And how am I supposed to live with that? With all these train decks coming at random. Hey, what are you gonna do when those walls are falling down? Got warheads stacked in the kitchen. Treat distraction like it's a religion. The rattlesnake step in your rhythm. We do the best with the souls you've been given. Because you know we're nothing special to them. Going someplace they've already been. Trying to make sense of what they call wisdom. And it's riff-raff and I've been with them. Hey, what are you gonna do when I'm small? Falling down on you. Hey, what are you gonna do when those walls are falling down? Falling down on you. In your face, turn to tombstone, you want to replace. And your heart only speaks in a murmur, but your words ringing out just like murder.
All right, that was Beck with Walls, also featuring Sean Marshall of Cat Power on that track. From Beck's new album, Modern Guilt, out on Interscope Records, came out in July of this year. The album itself doesn't do a whole lot for me, honestly. I was a Mellow Gold and an Odorly kind of guy. This album is, like Beck mixed with Guided by Voices. Lots of kind of prog-influenced 70s stuff happening. Kind of odd. Before that was Brian Eno with the song I'll Come Running from his album Another Green World. I've got a version released on Astralworks, some sort of 93 reissue or something, though that originally came out in November of 1975. I play that song because I can't tie my shoes. I have broken my hand a few weeks ago, and I have trouble tying my shoes, and it made me think of that song, so I went and picked up the album. Missy always used to say that was the most romantic song ever, so figure that one out. We are just about out of time here, or at least about of songs, I guess. I want to let you know you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast, number 91. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. We're going to end things this week with Modest Mouse. The song I'm going to play is called Fly Trapped in a Jar, off the band's album We Were Dead Before the Ship Ever Sank, that came out on Sony Records last year, about a year ago. I never picked it up just because the singles I heard ahead of time didn't do much for me, but I found it cheap, and so I grabbed it, and kind of the same judgment as I thought happened before. It's a little rougher, a little meaner, but it just doesn't do a whole lot for me. So maybe this is the best song ever, and you're happy we're ending on the high note, or maybe it's a bit of a downer. Who knows? But we'll see you next week. Thank you very much.
castle? Well, it's probably been said that it's always been said we were already dead.